107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's an absolute pleasure to have Sandra Pittock on the line with Epilepsy Southwestern Ontario, and she joins us. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is so wonderful to have you on the phone line. Sandra, this is a very special month and a very special day coming up this Saturday with Epilepsy Southwestern Ontario. Sandra, what's happening?
Well, this month is Epilepsy Awareness Month. March has been dedicated to raise awareness to everybody around the, what to do if someone has a seizure and the number of people who have epilepsy, et cetera. And March the 26th, Saturday, is especially important because it is Purple Day. It is the day that is dedicated to bringing awareness to the world about epilepsy. It started in 2008. And now is in every continent and every country. We are so excited to be involved in raising awareness around epilepsy.
Well, absolutely. Let's raise an awareness. Again, a very special month with Epilepsy Southwestern Ontario. And Sandra, can we talk about maybe some of the myths or misconceptions concerning epilepsy?
Well, absolutely. Certainly, there's a lot of people who don't necessarily haven't been exposed to someone who has a seizure, and if they do, they are certainly very nervous and concerned about what will happen. The majority of the time, when someone has a seizure, it's not a medical emergency. There's some reasons why you would want to go to the hospital, but in most cases, when someone has a seizure, if they have epilepsy and they come out of it, they are completely fine and don't need to go to eMERGE. So that's one myth. Another myth is that if someone has a seizure, you should put something in their mouth. And that is an old wives' tale. And we know that, I think it was based on the fact that people thought that they could swallow their tongue. And of course, we know that that's not the case. So we do know that lots of misunderstanding out there, but we do want to kind of let people know that it is a fairly common chronic illness, in that about 1 out of every 100 people has epilepsy. So that is not a myth. That is actually the truth. And we want to make sure that people are aware of that.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Sandra. So if someone you love, someone close to you, is going through a seizure, if you will, are there different types of seizures?
Absolutely. There are certainly, what they've done is categorize them based on where they come. So sometimes they are happening in one side of the brain, sometimes they're happening in both sides of the brain. And depending on where in the brain it's occurring, you can get very different outcomes. So from a, total convulsive seizure, tonic-clonic, that used to be called the grand mal, all the way down to, something that is very subtle and, they just kind of zone out for a couple of seconds. So there's quite a range of activities that someone could do if they're having a seizure. Obviously, if it's your first seizure, you do want to seek out medical attention because you want to make sure that you understand what's going on. And hopefully they will, work on the diagnosis and refer you to Epilepsy Southwestern Ontario, where they can get information and education and understand kind of what life is going to be like or what life could be like, and also support around the psychological and social consequences that may come with having epilepsy.
Certainly, we're looking at some of the, the former myths and misconceptions. So, Sandra, if someone is suffering with an epileptic seizure, what should one do?
Okay, so first thing you do, there's about 5 things you want to do. 1, stay calm. 2 is, roll them on their side so that there is any saliva that's coming out, or if they happen to throw up, they don't choke on that. Move everything out of the way. You're not going to try and stop the seizure. You're not going to try and move them. Just let the seizure run its course. Don't put anything in their mouth. And the last thing is really just time it and understand how long the seizure is. That would be really helpful for the doctors and the neurologists to understand. And if it's generally over 5 minutes, if it's somebody who has epilepsy, you're going to want to call emergency personnel so that they can come and help stop the seizure and bring them out of that seizure.
some valuable information with Epilepsy Southwestern Ontario, Sandra. Sandra, I noticed on the website, of course, let's of course talk about you can make a donation. We're raising awareness, but you can make a donation and help out with Epilepsy Southwestern Ontario.
Absolutely. We've got lots of things that people can do to raise awareness. One of the first things is wearing purple, and, you know, and we've got lots of schools and workplaces that are decorating their premises purple so that they can raise awareness. Obviously, we are a nonprofit, so in order to do what we do, we need, you know, funds to do that. So if people want to make a donation, we've got a raffle going on for a new iPad that's going on that people can participate in. They can participate in a 1 in 100 challenge where people have said, you know, if I do 100x amount of things donate to that. So lots of ways that they can raise awareness and donate or fundraise for epilepsy awareness.
And let's do a shout out for Epilepsy Southwestern Ontario. There's a Mad Hatter Tea Party coming up in April.
Yes, there is. We're super excited about that. We've got lots of plans going on, so it should be a lot of fun. And you can buy tickets for that. This is a bit of a hybrid for us. Normally, we've been able to do them in the past in person, and we are going to be doing it in person again. But for those people who just aren't quite sure that they're ready to go out and mingle with a lot of people right now, we do have a virtual component as well. So, and there's auction items that are specific for both the in-person and the online participants. So it should be a lot of fun. We're getting a magician coming. It's going to be lots of, you know, dancing and music and lots of fun that we're looking forward to, all in the theme of the Alice in Wonderland. Really, we chose that theme because Lewis Carroll, who wrote Alice in Wonderland, is one of the more famous people that did have epilepsy. So we chose that theme, and it's been a lot of fun to get ready for that.
Okay, well, thanks for that as well. My gosh, lots going on. Again, it is Epilepsy Awareness Month. This Saturday, raising awareness, wear purple for this Saturday's Purple Day. And of course, Sandra, can we pass along the website for all the details?
Absolutely. It's epilepsyswo.ca. So that's epilepsyswo.ca.
And, of course, we'll share links on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Sandra Pettick with Epilepsy Southwestern Ontario. Thank you so much for this, Sandra.
Thank you so much for having me. And everybody wear purple. Purple proud.